A study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention looked at cases of neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS, that can occur in newborns whose mothers are addicted. NAS is usually due to opioid withdrawal, though it can occur as a result of other drug or alcohol withdrawal. Sasha Winslow Smith, a New York State registered professional nurse with a background in pediatrics and neonatal care, discusses this issue in our first segment.
Sasha Winslow Smith is joining me, a New York State registered professional nurse with a background in pediatrics and neonatal care. I just introed the talk that we're going to be discussing, or the topic we're going to be discussing, and as a result of a new study that was released from the Centers for Disease Control on the number of cases of neonatal abstinence syndrome. And thank you for joining me.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Sasha, you are a clinician, and you have recently shared with me that in your work, not only just recently, but most recently, you did have take care of a newborn that was born with an addiction. Would you share, of course, that story anonymously so our listeners know, give us a sense of what this experience is like for the newborn mother, for the new mom, and for the healthcare team that's providing care?
Okay, so for HIPAA purposes, I'll call the baby Z. What happened is the baby was brought in, the newborn was brought in full term, and mom was tested positive for opiates and other drugs in the system. That automatically became an ACS case. And from there, the care started for the baby.
Can you tell our listeners what it means when a newborn is called an ACS case?
Yeah. So ACS is basically, in New York State, is Children's Services, Family and Children's Services for the Protection of the Child, and any minor is under 18. So for this newborn, because this was with narcotics and opiates involved, baby was brought into our care, and from there, social work has become involved because now this is a big family. This is a family issue. Once the baby's under the care of the neonatologist and the nurse is on board, this baby is under constant monitoring. So we also basically use the neonatal abstinence syndrome. It's basically stating that a baby is exposed to drugs or opiates during the time of the pregnancy and also after the baby is born. During that time, there's also an exam called the Finnegan score, which is used to test the withdrawing symptoms after the baby is born. And from there, the baby is monitored, ongoing monitoring and blood testing. And then in the meantime, we had to contact the next in kin to get involved. However, any discussion further about the care of the baby and the mom has to be brought about by the doctor, by the neonatologist. We were informed by social work that we were not allowed to discuss anything further with the care of the baby or anything, just basically how the baby is right now. Anything beyond that had to be cleared by social work and by the MD.
I'm going to read a quote from Dr. Ann Johnston, who teaches pediatrics at the University of Vermont. Vermont was noted in the study as the second state in the country with the highest rates. She's a specialist in neonatal abstinence syndrome, and this is what she says, quote, "Neonatal abstinence syndrome is not a tragedy. It is easy to treat, but what is more challenging issue is getting women into treatment. And I think to talk about neonatal abstinence syndrome in and of itself is a mistake. One has to always think of behind every infant who suffers from it, there is a mother who is suffering from the disease of opioid dependence." So let's talk a moment about the need to care for the mother who is opioid dependent or dependent on other drugs, heroin, methadone, alcohol. We also know other substances such as cigarettes, benzodiazepines, some serotonin reuptake inhibitors or SSRIs can also have a potentiate the severity of NAS. So the mom that you described in the Baby Z case that you're sharing with us showed up, did she have prenatal care?
From what was told, the mother did not know she was pregnant. So with that knowledge, we could only assume prenatal care was not given.
And knowing what you do know, not just about this one case, is access to prenatal care an issue for women who are dependent, substance users? And what are some of the barriers preventing them to getting access to prenatal care and perhaps even addressing their substance abuse?
So access to prenatal care is a big issue in rural environments. However, if in an urban environment, getting an appointment to see an OBGYN is going to be a bit hard because of the high influx of patients coming in to be seen. So sometimes if the OBGYN is only able to see this amount of people for the day and it's booked for the week, sometimes it can be months before you probably even see or have access to prenatal care. So you wind up having to travel pretty far to get access to care, even in New York State. There was a publish out a week ago about the shortage of OBGYNs, and that also plays a role into how women get access to care, especially prenatal care, for them and the baby. So it's a challenge.
Oh, it is a challenge. And I want to mention, mm-hmm. of course, that we know nurse midwives are also very intimately involved in the care of women and their families during prenatal care. The issue of a woman who's also under needing treatment for withdrawal or treatment for both herself and the fetus during development is considered a high-risk birth. So let's just talk for a moment on Sasha Winslow-Smith, my guest, who is a registered professional nurse here in New York State, who has a background in pediatrics and neonatal care. Does the fear of persecution or prosecution and stigma contribute to some of the fears of women coming in during when they are struggling with substance use for prenatal care?
Yes. The stigma comes from the fear of their child is going to be automatically taken away without the woman not being helped or getting help from family. Also, it could be secret. Probably the family do not know that she is taking drugs or other forms of medication that will affect the baby before the baby is born. So that stigma is very much there, and that's why a lot of women either skip prenatal care visits and come to the hospital when they're ready to give birth, or they simply just somehow get through the pregnancy. It's just a fear of, one, being prosecuted, going to jail, and having your baby taken away, or two, having a secret that you've kept to yourself and your family finding out that you are using drugs.
We have just a minute or two left, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk to the issue of when the healthcare team finds a situation where there is an opportunity to work with the mom and hopefully with her circle of family and friends of support to really focus on seeing how this, in addition to while being hospitalized back into the community, there is an opportunity for healing and for treatment and care for the new mom to get treatment and for the family bonding to occur. So tell us about family-centered care. We just have a moment.
Okay. It is vital that we incorporate the entire family because it takes a village to raise a baby. And now the baby is going to need additional services. And if we eliminate that, then you are setting up the child for failure. Having the mother who is struggling with opiate dependency really will empower her if she has the support. If she also has the services available to her free of charge and services that go beyond 30 days outpatient. she would need more than that. She would need ongoing support for the first couple of years of life for the baby. Having a family center approach is a way for the medical team, for the nurses, for the social workers, the chaplain, and everyone involved in the care of this child to really sit down and see the whole picture without judgmental eyes. We can finally see there is an issue, and that not only does the mom and the baby need help, we need to help the family help them. If the family doesn't have the tools to support the mother and the baby, the cycle will continue. So it's important that we do not forget the grandparents or the uncles or the aunts to care for the mother and for the baby, because they also play a very significant role on this journey to recovery for the mother and the baby.
Thank you. Sarah Winslow Smith is a New York State registered professional nurse with a background in pediatrics and neonatal care. Thank you for joining me on HealthCetera today. This is Barbara Glickstein. You've been tuned into HealthCetera, brought to you by the Center for Health, Media, and Policy at Hunter College, City University of New York. Thank you to my engineer, Reggie, and for apologies for an earlier glitch in our technical production. I'm Barbara Glickstein. Stay tuned and keep listening to WBAI.